If you'd like to open your Bibles tonight, we are in the book of 1 Timothy on Sunday nights, pastoral epistles, and we are looking in this passage of scripture, verses 1 and 2, looking at the church as a family. In verses 3 to 16, we'll look at the church's responsibility towards widows, remembering in those days there was no government welfare. So when you read about a widow in the Bible, she was a very vulnerable woman. And generally a woman, a widow that didn't have a husband, she had no means of any support. The teaching in the New Testament, teaching in the New Testament about widows is right here in this passage of Scripture. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the instruction in the Word of God in all these matters. We thank you, Lord, for the instruction tonight and, Lord, for our responsibility as a church towards widows and widows that fit the biblical criteria for the church to be a blessing to them and to look after them. And Lord, we just ask your blessing now. Open our eyes to the truths of the Word of God by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen. Right, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1. Rebuke not an elder. The word, the Greek word is the word presbyteros. So I would hazard a guess and say it's probably where the Presbyterians get their name from. And they have the office of elders in their churches. And so that's what the word elder means, presbyteros. Now the reference here, though it's the same word in the Greek in verse 17, which I believe is referring to pastors and bishops, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honour, especially they who labour in the word and doctrine. All right, the reference here in verse 1 is referring to somebody who is older in years. Because the next phrase says to entreat this person as a son would their father. All right? Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. And I believe the word here in this verse is referring to somebody who is older in the church. And we would say, without being disrespectful tonight to the studs, but they are the older members of our church. Ken and Mary Starr. And so the word entreat is the word parakaleo, and it means to call near. It says to entreat him as a father. Well, how does or how should a son entreat his father? Well, the Bible's very clear. A son should entreat his father with honour and respect. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, the fifth commandment in the Bible, it says, honour thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, the Bible says there regarding children and their attitude towards their parents, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, and that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so there seems to be a principle in the Bible that a young person has a right spirit, a right attitude towards their parents, is respectful, particularly in the context of what we're talking about here as a son to a father. There's the promise of God's blessing on this person. the younger people's attitudes towards the older people in the church ought to be ones of honour and respect. And here at our church, we encourage the young people to call the older people by their surname. Mr. and Mrs. And not on a first name basis. I believe it's the sign of the times that we're in. And young people are very disrespectful. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, just over a couple of chapters, it says, one of the signs of the last days is that children will be disobedient to their parents. And this ought not to be so amongst God's people. And then it says in our passage in 1 Timothy chapter 5, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. And so the young men as if they were my own brothers, as we are brothers in Christ. Verse 2, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2, the older women as mothers, and again, that would be the same, treating the older ladies in the church like we would treat the older men in the church with honour and respect. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. And then it says the younger women, we are to treat the younger women, verse 2, the older women as mothers, and the younger as sisters with all purity. Okay, and so I look on the younger ladies in the church as I would look upon my sister with all purity. All right, and so these verses talk about the church as a family unit. And then now in verses 3 to 16, we have the teaching of widows, the church's responsibility towards widows. Now, a widow was a woman whose husband had died. And here's the instruction here in this passage of Scripture, as I said, regarding the church's responsibility to a widow. However, before the church, you know, there's certain criteria that must be met, which we'll look at in a moment. But notice verse 3, honour widows. The word honour is the word timeo. It means to fix a valuation upon, to revere or to value. And so we ought to see as a church somebody that is a widow, that we have some certain responsibility towards this person. Verse 8 is a verse that is often used regarding a man not providing for his own family. We often say that, don't we? A man ought to provide for his family. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, if any provide not for his own, he's worse than an infidel or an unbeliever. We often quote that. And it's true. It's true. But the context is regarding widows. That's the context of the passage. Okay? And notice God's instruction in the Old Testament to the needy. Deuteronomy chapter 14, 29. Just hold your place in Timothy. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 29. And the Levite, because he hath no partner inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come and shall eat, to be satisfied that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. God promised a blessing upon the Israelites if they saw the needy people and were willing to be a blessing to them. Notice God's rebuke to those who disregard the needy. Psalms 94 verse 6 says, Psalms 94 verse 6. They slay the widow and stranger and murder the fatherless. Referring to the wicked, verse 3. How long, O Lord, shall the wicked? How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? And verse 6 says, they slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Malachi chapter 3, verse 5. I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. So God gives a rebuke to those who give no regard to, in the context of what we're talking about, to widows. All right. Now, of course, also in Acts chapter 6, we have the teaching there regarding the need of the widows there, and the appointing of the deacons there to oversee the needs of that ministry there. All right. Firstly, if you go back to Timothy, we see there's a criteria to be met. Firstly, if a widow has children, verse 4, if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, so that is good and acceptable before God. So it says here the children are to show piety at home. The word piety is the word eusebio, and it means to take up the responsibility towards your own family. To requite their parents. The word requite means to recompense or to repay. And I believe we see a biblical principle, that of the responsibility of the children looking after their aging parents. In a world today where we just want to, don't want the burden of mum and dad near us, farm them out to an old people's home and just leave them there and forget about them, so to speak. Well, the biblical principle is, now sometimes if that's what mum and dad want to do and it's all worked out with the family and they're happy with that, and the children can visit regularly, then that can work out as well. But it's a biblical principle for the children to look after the aging parents. And I believe that ought to be our attitude. And if it's possible, and my wife and I, we've talked about this with both her mother and both my mum and dad. Of course, my dad's passed on now. But if it ever came to a place where my mother didn't want to go into a nursing home and she wasn't able to live in the family home in Boronia, then we would offer to her, I'm not sure how we'd do it, maybe we could build something onto our house, a granny flat, or she could come and stay with us. We are willing before the Lord to do that. And I believe the Lord would honour that type of a spirit, type of an attitude. All right, and I believe that's the principle of verse 4. If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents. For that is good and acceptable before God. Verse 16 says of this passage, the children are to relieve. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. Relieve them. It means to help them. And let not the church be charged. Okay? Now, the criteria of a woman that meets the standard of the church looking after her is, I've got a few points. First of all, I believe she needs to be a saved woman. Verse 5. Now, she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplication and prayers night and day. Would tell me that she's a saved woman. Okay? Verse 5. Well, it implies that she's a saved woman anyway. But not only is she a saved woman, she needs to be a godly woman. A godly woman. Verse 5. She's to be a faithful prayer warrior, continuing in supplication and prayers night and day. She's a serious woman about praying. Verse 9. She's to be a woman who's over 60 years of age. Let not a woman be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man. And so I believe that she's to be a godly woman. She's to be over 60 years of age. And she's to have only been married once. Verse 10. Her life gives testimony to her salvation. Notice that, please. She's well reported of for good works. And good works in our lives ought to follow our salvation. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And so, the good works of this woman follows, or is the fruit of her salvation. She's practiced the ministry of hospitality. It says in verse 10, she has lodged strangers. She's been a servant for the Lord. The Bible says in this verse, she's washed the saints' feet. She's practiced the gift of mercy. She's relieved the afflicted. And if she's done all these, she definitely fits the bill and is worthy to be taken into the number. Those who don't meet the biblical criteria of honouring widows and providing for them, verse 6, but she that liveth in pleasure, it seems to be a contrast between verse 5 and then verse 6 starts with the but she that liveth in pleasure. The word pleasure is the word speteleo, and it means to live riotously. Verse 9, those under 60 years of age don't qualify. And then verse 11, it says the younger widows refuse. Now, it wasn't so easy when I got to these verses to interpret them. Verse 11, look at it. But the younger widows refused, for when they have began to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation, because they have cast off their first faith. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. And so I'm thinking, well, are all young widows like this? And it seems to me that the Apostle Paul was maybe speaking from observation or experience. I'm not sure. It seems to me that what he's saying is the young widow is vulnerable without the security and authority of her husband. The word wanton is the word licentious, and it means to be loose with morals. And notice verse 13. If they were supported by the church, possibly they'd have too much time on their hands and they'd become idle, tattlers, and busybodies. Paul's recommendation to Timothy, verse 14. The younger widows get married. Bear children and guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some are already turned aside after Satan. Now, we're nearly done. I just want to focus on these words, guide the house. Ladies, you're going to love this. The word guide is the word oikodespeteo. I had to practice that in front of the mirror. Oikodespeteo. And it means to rule the household. That's what it means. You say, well, wait a minute, Pastor. I thought the husband is the head of the home. Well, he is. And I think it means this. You've heard the phrase, haven't you, a man's house is his castle. Well, while a man's out slaying the dragons, who's home 90% of the time? His wife is. She sets the atmosphere in the home. She's there with the children. She's a homemaker. She's got the evening meal on the stove when he comes home from work at night. She's washed his clothes from the day before, his work clothes. And I believe that a wife who guides the house, rules the house well, has the right to say to her husband, I want that wall knocked out and let's do some renovations. What do you think? This is the way I'd like to have the furniture in the home. That new couch that we saw down at Harvey Norman, I reckon that'd be a real blessing in the lounge room if we can afford it. And you know what? A wise husband will give his wife what she needs in the family home and how she'd like to arrange it. Instead of the attitude, well, I'm the head of this home, that's not how we're having it. Let me tell you, that kind of an attitude from a husband is not going to gel well in a marriage relationship. She's not the head of the home, but she's to guide the home. She's to guide the home. Now, ladies, you can pay me after. Okay? Next week, the church's responsibility towards elders. And we'll look at verses 17 down to verse 25. Church's responsibility towards an elder. Right, let's pray.